Isabel Arrocha.
Malta, como é que é? Sejam muito bem-vindos para mais uma edição do podcast Rockstar. Hoje um especial com uma banda que eu curto muito e que vai atuar em Lisboa nos próximos dias. Eu estou a gravar isto hoje, quinta-feira, e eles vão atuar no sábado, no Lisboa ao vivo. Chamam-se Hailstorm, foram formados em 97 na Pensilvânia, nos Estados Unidos, pelos irmãos Lizzie Hale e RJ Hale. A Lizzie é vocalista, uma mulher incrível, com um vozeirão daqueles assim espetaculares, abre a goela e lá vai ela. E também o RJ, que é o baterista da banda. Mas eu conversei com a Lizzie, com a vocalista, e com o Joe, com o guitarrista. Não só vão regressar a Portugal depois de 10 anos de ausência, aqui pelos nossos palcos, como também têm um trabalho de originais, o mais recente, quer dizer, não é novo, porque já é de 2022 e foi composto durante a pandemia, mas é o trabalho mais recente, que se chama Back From The Dead. Portanto, a partir de agora, concentrem-se, muita calma nesta hora, porque aqui vai a conversa que eu tive esta semana com os Hailstorm. E vamos ouvir também músicas novas.
Rockstar.
So, you're back from the dead. Welcome back.
Thank you. It was very dirty.
It was cold and
cold.
Dark.
Yeah.
All this light up here. We're squinting.
Yes.
So, how's it feel for you to be back?
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're so excited. One, because this European tour is going so well and it's mostly sold out and we're having the best time, but we get to come back to Portugal for the first time in like 10 years.
I know.
I'm not even sure how long it's been.
So exciting.
Long
it's
time. It's a lifetime,
so,
10 years.
And it's just so amazing because, you know, we were talking about technology before. The one thing that it's good for is I've been able to communicate with our Portuguese fans and we've been able to talk with them and read their letters and their messages. And they're so excited. I'm so happy that they have not given up on us.
Never.
and we're coming here to a sold out show. And that's amazing to me. The fact that everyone would take the time and the travel and the money to come and see us. And that means a lot to us.
I know. What is your like biggest memory that you have from Portugal and your Portuguese fans when you were here last time?
One memory boy.
I remember walking around that big square by the sea there. That right there's a big like wide open square and seeing and all the hills.
Yeah.
And people trying to sell us drugs.
No, yeah. There was that too. I forgot about that.
It was great.
It happens
yes,
a lot.
we got. I guess we got the full experience.
It's a good sign. Then I remember there was like, what was it like, lobster hot dog, lobster roll things. It was great. It was
a
tentacle hot dog.
Thing. Oh yeah, no. It was like the we had a. It was like octopus hot dog.
Or octopus, yeah.
Is that
octopus,
it?
Hot dogs,
well, yeah, maybe we have like amazing octopus and codfish and well. Every fish here is really great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You're so excited to be back in Portugal and to be performing live in a sold-out show with a band that it's going to be here for the first time, Black Veil's Bride.
Oh, cool. Good for that.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the list. There's when I was talking to with Andy right before we started this tour, he was saying there's a lot of places on this tour that they haven't been to before, and so they were very happy to be able to experience them for the first time. So that's another thing that I am very excited to see because I know what it's like to go to a place you've never been to before and say, oh my gosh, I can cross this off my bucket list. This is amazing. I never even thought I'd be here. So to see that through their eyes and also kind of in our own way, we're rediscovering Portugal because it's been so long.
A decade.
So,
I'm sure everything's different.
I'm sure everything's different. So
we're different.
So we're all going to have to just keep our eyes open and just, it's going to be such a fun night.
Soak it up.
Yeah, everything is different. Yeah, I think you're going to see lots of differences here in Lisbon. But that's cool, too. It's like a brand new city for you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Brand new city e brand new music também. Esta é uma das minhas preferidas. É a música que abre o novo álbum Back From The Dead e tem precisamente o mesmo título.
back from the other side. I'm back.
From the Dead, música nova dos Hailstorm, aqui no Rockstar.
Rockstar.
So, how's it feel to live again without any lockdown? Because we've been through rough times the last years. So to be back on the road, free as a bird, how do you feel with that?
Put me back in a cage. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. It's amazing. You know, this is our, as Joe probably would put it in his own words, the our drug of choice. You know, it's our happy place. It's the spot. Like when we get to perform in front of people, I know for me personally, I get to be my best self and then somehow try to live up to that in the rest of my life. But
all your problems go away. There's no future. There's no past. It's like you're in the moment.
Yeah, you're just right there.
When that was kind of gone, it was tough, man. It sucked. Yeah. It sucks not to be able to do what you love. Like being told you can't do that after doing it for so long. So yeah. Being back is the best.
Yes.
It's the best feeling ever. We don't take a single moment for granted. And we're going to keep enjoying this as long as we can.
And you're back with a brand new album. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it's new-ish.
New-ish, I know. Yeah. New-ish.
And this is actually the end of our album cycle. We have these 8 shows left.
I feel like we're already different people than we were when we started the record. So it's interesting because it feels like a couple different lifetimes to us, even though, you know, to some other people, it feels like it's fairly recent. So it's always funny when people are like, it's a brand new album. Like, is it though? But
it's definitely our newest.
Though. Yeah, it's our latest.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We love it. It was written kind of during that time. So the lyrics and the music very much reflect how we were feeling at the time. Yeah. But it's so amazing to be able to put all of those thoughts out there and that message out there, because, you know, we weren't alone in any of those feelings just because we are musicians. I mean, there were so many people that show up to the shows that say, well, the rock show is my happy place and we couldn't go out and see bands and that's what I'm addicted to. So it's a overall lesson in that we are all not alone in how we were feeling. But but yeah, I mean, the album is definitely a roller coaster ride. You get to see all different sides of who we are, some more aggressive than others.
Mm-hmm. I really love the album. Well, I really love your band and your voice. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. Tell me just one thing. How do I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Lizzie?
Yes. It sounds exactly the way it would if there was an I. There just happens to be no I.
Because I was like, there is not an I there. So how would I say that, Lizzie? Okay.
There's no I in Lizzie, but there's a me in the Hailstorm.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And if you had to pick a song from your latest album, what would it be and why? Lizzie and Joe.
Oh, one each. Song.
Yeah. Like your favorite, most special song. I don't know.
Right now, I'm going to go with Bombshell.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love how that came together in such a great, wonky way. It started with the riff, that opening riff. And that happened because we broke this 70s Les Paul. We broke the tune. I accidentally broke the tuning peg on it. And the high E string just went limp mm-hmm. on the guitar. And I started playing. I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. And I was like, recorded. Actually, our producer, Nick Resklenix, just sent me a video of like the moment I discovered the riff. He happened to have his camera on. He's like, remember when we wrote this? And it was just awesome. And Lizzie did such a brilliant job of taking that music and putting an amazing message and a killer melody on it. And it's just one of my favorites on the record.
Okay, so Joe, for you is Bombshell, and for you, Lizzie?
For me right now, I'm going to choose Wicked Ways, just because it's probably one of the more difficult songs that I've written for myself.
Okay.
I don't like to go easy on myself, apparently. I always like, I write it and I have the idea and then I figure out how to do it later. So that's the challenge for me. But what I like about the song is that, we actually, when we were releasing Wicked Ways as a single, there were some radio stations that would not play it because mm-hmm. it was too aggressive. And I thought, well, that's kind of bullshit because there's a lot of aggression on the radio.
Yeah.
But I happen to be a girl who is being aggressive. So I kind of like that. And I'm wearing that as a badge of honor. So right now that's my favorite. But it changes all the time, just depending on what you play live, you know.
And depending on the mood, too.
That's very true. Because some days I really like Raise Your Horns because it's quiet.
I like a nice Chianti, a steak, and, you know, Back from the Dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Aqui vão elas duas de seguida, Bombshell e Wicked Ways, os Hailstorm no Rockstar.
Like it.
Boys é a música preferida da vocalista dos Hailstorm, a Lizzie, e Bombshell, que ouvimos antes, a música preferida do guitarrista, o Joe, que estão ambos aqui comigo no Rockstar, em discurso direto, a conversar não só sobre este mais recente trabalho de originais, Back From The Dead, que vem apresentar a Portugal no dia 2 de dezembro, no Lisboa ao vivo, no Love, como também sobre muitas outras coisas, família, as digressões, o voltar à estrada, estarem em sítios que eles gostam muito de estar, revisitarem sítios que também gostam de revisitar. Vamos continuar com a conversa? Bora lá.
Rockstar.
You talked about something because you're a girl, and I like bands with lead singers, like female lead singers, but this is still a men's world. And there are not as many female lead singers as we would like. How is it for you? Do you feel respected?
I feel respected in certain circles. I think that when I get the opportunity to prove myself, that is when I end up gaining respect. I think a lot of people underestimate me. And sometimes I give into that underestimation. It makes me feel sad about it. But when I know that what I do, regardless of the fact that I'm a girl or not, if I was a guy, I'd be doing the exact same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, of course.
So for me, it's like you can love me. You can love me with all your heart, and you could also hate me with all of your heart. But that really doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what I think of me. And I'm going to keep doing what I do, regardless of whether people respect me or not. I'm not looking for anybody's approval anymore.
Or validation.
Yeah. I think that as I get older, I'm realizing that there are times that I care way too much about making everybody comfortable. And then I have to slap myself and be like, no, you are actually, look at the songs that you write. Look at the things that you say. You are not someone to make anybody feel comfortable. You need to make them feel uncomfortable and challenge them. So that's a beautiful thing. What I like about being a female, though, is that we do shows, and there are so many women that come to our shows that have told me that they see themselves reflected in me, and that they see themselves the way that they want to be when they look at me. And I think that that's amazing, and it's amazing power and maybe responsibility to have.
Yeah.
But I know what that feels like, to not feel yourself reflected in anybody out there, to feel like you're the only one like you.
And that's how special music does that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where I found my place through music. And so all I'm doing right now, I think, is just passing the torch to them and being somebody that can say that if I can do what I love, regardless of whether there is anybody like me or not, then so can you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about family, like in general, but also in your band, because you have a band with your brother. I also have a brother, and he's a drum player too. So he's a drummer.
Oh, so you know.
I know. He's a punk rock drummer, but I would never have a band with him, because we would be always fighting, you know. So how is it for you? Do you get along well after all these years? Of course,
we've always gotten along. I feel like we have a tremendous amount of respect for each other's separate paths, as long as the one that we chose to lead together. You know, RJ is interesting because RJ is the keeper of my joy. He's always so joyful, regardless, even if he's having a bad day, he tries to make everybody else's day. He's also chaotic, which adds to my chaos, which is why we sound the way we sound.
Yep.
But then every now and then I get so inspired by him, because maybe he can be viewed as this loud drummer with a lot of energy, but he's a wise old oak inside, you know. So every now and then he'll drop some knowledge on me, and I'll be like, wait, Who's the big sister here? Oh, are you the big brother now? So I don't know. It's wonderful. We definitely have disagreements or times that we annoy each other and have to give each other space and all of that. Yeah. But I still very much, you know, enjoy doing this with him. And I don't know. It wouldn't be Hailstorm without it.
Uma das minhas malhas preferidas deste mais recente trabalho de originais dos Hailstorm é uma música que foge um bocadinho à cena aggressive, como ela diz, não é? À cena do hard rock e do metal. Quer dizer, está lá, mas pronto, mas não tem aquele power. Porquê? Porque é a chamada baladona da Ranga Changa para fazer o amor gostoso. Chama-se Terrible Things, para ouvir aqui no Rockstar. Podem fazer o que quiserem ao som desta música. Está tudo bem.
Human, we are violent. We learn our lessons, then defy them. We are heartless and immoral. We carry hatred like a Bible. And there's a hole in my life. There's a blackness inside that's eating me alive, leaving me to decide.
Espetáculo, adoro. Os Hailstorm em discurso direto aqui no Rockstar da Rádio Comercial. Eu estou muito entusiasmada porque nunca os vi ao vivo, vai ser a primeira vez. E adoro sempre conversar com as bandas. Gosto muito de perceber um bocadinho mais como é que as coisas funcionam e perceber também que eles são queridos e simpáticos e são pessoas normais como nós, mas depois vão para o palco e são animais de palco. E a Lizzie é mesmo brutalíssima. Estou muito curiosa para ver a energia dela em cima do palco. Para já, fica aqui, óbvio, não é o resto da conversa, porque eu não quero que vos falte nada.
Rockstar. So, and Joe, how is it gonna be on Saturday here in Lisbon? How's Hailstorm live? Because I've never seen you guys. It's going to be my first time too. And I like first
I'm
times.
I'm so excited for you to see us and for everyone to come to that show. We spent a lot of time this year, really like, so this is the second year of our album cycle, right?
And yeah.
These are the last few shows. So we spent a lot of time putting together kind of like a, almost like a, you know, the last 20 years of Hailstorm is kind
like
of
a best
smashed,
of.
Smashed into this set and really with a real big focus on like just creating these moments and these magical things. You know, we're when you see us, you'll hear, we're just four people on stage playing our instruments and we don't have backing tracks, click tracks. It's like a real deal raw rock and roll show.
Yeah.
Like it used to be. And I know a lot of bands don't do that anymore, which I don't, that's cool, whatever, you know, bring out computers, do whatever you got to do to put on the show that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what we're doing. And live, you know, it's the four of us interpreting our records in a live setting. And I, honestly, I know this is true because we hear it all the time, but like you have to see us live to understand the band fully. You have to hear Lizzie sing in person. And when you hear her doing her thing, you will have chills. It's inspiring. Lizzie is proof that, you know, music is magic. Because when you hear someone like that connected on an emotional level to the sounds, it brings a joy to you that is, you can't change, you know, it's magic. That's all it is. So I'm very excited for you to see the live show.
I also paid Joe $20 to say all those very nice things about
it.
So here's your cash.
And it started at $5 and I kept talking and I ended up with 20 that time.
So for us, it's going to be very special too, because it's going to be the first time that we are hearing your latest songs.
Oh yeah. Which, can't wait for you. We have a bunch of the new ones in the set and some of the old ones, you know, like I was saying, it's
everything from even before we were signed from like 2005 through 2023. So it's a vast array. We do a lot. And it's just so wonderful to hear the reactions of people and
you can hear the vast differences between the early songs and the later songs.
Yeah, it's really great.
Quase a terminar este Rockstar de hoje, deixo aqui a última música, que é uma das minhas preferidas, se não a minha preferida. Gosto muito da energia, gosto muito da mensagem, gosto do título da música. Chama-se Love Bites, But So Do I. E é um tema de 2012 que eu espero mesmo que eles toquem no sábado, porque eles prometeram que iam fazer um best-of. Este regresso a Portugal vai ser um best-of dos 20 e tal anos, 26 anos de carreira dos Hailstorm. E eu espero mesmo muito, que eu sei que eles estão a ouvir, que toquem este Love Bites, But So Do I.
Your girlfriend says she reads those magazines that say you failed the test. You don't have what she needs. I'll slither like a viper and get you.
twisting all your thoughts around.
They say it's blind, they say it waits, but every time it seals your fate. Now it's got you by the balls, it won't let go until you fall.
I was tired and I got all my sense, and now I'm had enough. I found pleasure without pain, my soul you'll never die.
Oh, right, but so do I.
Agora imaginei ao vivo. Ah, pois é, bebês. Vai ser a loucura.
Rockstar.
What is your dream band, the one that you've never toured with before and you would love to tour with?
I'm going to go weird with this. I would love to tour with Brandi Carlile, of all people.
Oh, really?
She's not necessarily in the rock scene, but I feel like we could bring her in the dark side.
Okay.
And I feel like even though we are... I just when we were in I forget where we were, one of these shows, some of the staff of the venue came up to me and described us in a very interesting way. They said, you are heavy metal with soul, but also this pop hard rock sensibility.
Okay.
So it's this weird mashup of the things that we do. And I really feel like even if we were opening up for Brandi Carlile, I feel like her fans would love us. So I don't know. I like to get a little weird because, of course, I could say Metallica or I could say Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Or I could say, but we know those people are going to like us. So what I want is the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tour with Pink, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, and just challenge that audience. Be like, I dare you not to like us.
Oh my God, that's so cool. And you, Joe.
You know, I'm going to go with what she was saying. We still haven't toured with the Foo Fighter boys, and
I have a Foo Fighter shirt today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. It's meant to be. Dave, bro.
Sorry, Joe. Continue.
We got a little excited.
Yes. Sorry for the interruption. Sorry.
No, that's where I was at. We still haven't done those shows with them, and yeah. We just played with Metallica Download. That was fun, and James and Lars were watching most of our set, which thank God we didn't realize it while we were playing.
Yeah,
that'd have been terrible.
I'm glad nobody told me.
So we then afterwards, like, did you see James and Lars? I was like, no, cool, awesome.
That's great.
Would you like to leave a message for Portuguese fans?
Of course. Well, first of all,
hello Portugal.
Yes, hello Portugal. I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Joe. We're from Hailstorm.
And
we've missed you so much.
We have. And we just want to thank you so much for not forgetting about us and for buying the tickets and for coming to the show and making the rock show possible. We could not do this without you. And we are so excited to come back and reintroduce ourselves.
You sold the show out. And that means after this show, we're going to have to come back next year. So,
yeah.
So
thank you.
So keep rocking, Portugal. We love you. We've missed you. And we can't wait to see you.
Caramba, estou mesmo muito emocionada. Não é emocionada. Muito entusiasmada com este concerto. Um agradecimento muito especial aos Hailstorm, que foram incríveis. Obrigada pela entrevista. Obrigada também à Prime Artists por permitirem e proporcionarem não só algumas destas entrevistas que têm passado aqui pelo Rockstar, como também pelos concertos das bandas que eu adoro e da cena de heavy metal e hard rock desta cena toda que eu gosto e vocês também, tenho a certeza absoluta. Portanto, muito obrigada, estamos juntos. Sábado, encontramos-nos no Lisboa ao Vivo, no LAV, não é? Para quem está a ouvir isto depois, já aconteceu. Pode ser que eles regressem em breve. E até ao próximo Rockstar, com novidades.
Hey guys, this is Joe.
And I'm Lizzie from the band Hailstorm. Right now, you are rocking out with our girl Anna on Rockstar.
Rockstar.
by Anna Isabel Arrasche.